Is the biggest frustration about tonight that you didn't win the match earlier than you did? Because you had a lot of opportunities in that game.
Yeah, I think so. That we, it's not a bit, not a frustration. In the end, we won. But we could have made our life much easier when you score three times in the first 30 minutes, because I think we started very good, very proactive, very dynamic, very brave. And yeah, we created a lot of chances in that moment. And yeah, we could have go up with two or three goals.
Eric, was that the reaction and the response you wanted and needed from Newcastle?
Yeah, last week we played three games. Two times we play good, I would say, against Everton, very good. And then one bad performance. But you see this team is in the good direction, is very good progressing. And so yeah, we are pleased with that. And I know sometimes you have bad performance, but then still you can get a result. That is the next step we have to make. When you stick together, when you have the right attitude, when you fight it, and even in bad performances, hey, you have to collect points. So yeah, that's going to be the next step. But you see how we play, the style, so dominating the opponent in and out of possession. And that is the way I want to play. And so I was very pleased, and for me it was very enjoyable how the team today played.
James.
You know, 3 points off Manchester City. What does that say to you about a season that's felt really like it's been in crisis from the start? There's now 3 points between you and the Dragons.
It's the crisis.
But it's felt like that.
Not for us. We are in a journey. We keep calm. We look into the process where we know where we have to build. We know where we have to build on. As I say, we're going in the right direction. We don't get distracted from criticism around us, but we are ourselves. We are very critical on ourselves. We know we are not quick, satisfied, and happy. We always want to do better. And if we do the things not good, we want to put things right. And we want to keep going in this process, and we want to keep going in this progress, because we know season is long. We have to improve a lot if we want to be successful. But this team is capable to be successful.
Jeremy.
You often follow really good performance like this with not the best. What's the key to sort of being consistent if you're playing like this every game? How can you do that?
Yeah, but that is always make sure you are a team, you are cooperating. So when you have good cooperation, that's about communication, and you have a good organization in and out of possession, and then you are going to play well because we have brilliant players who can make the difference. And I'm very pleased with the number of chances we created, and I think it was very enjoyable for all of us, for our fans as well, to watch us playing. And that is what we want every game. But I know it's not possible because we are not robots. But if you play less good or you play poor, then you still have to win.
Samuel.
Anthony seems to have, his performance level over the last week seems to have really improved. What's the key to that? As coming out of the team, has that motivated him a bit more?
I think it's a very good opinion. I agree. I think he's progressing as the team is progressing, but this is the attitude what he needs and what he has to contribute to the team. And he was very bright, he got very good positions on the ball. He make also very good decisions, and he's stepping up, and he has to build on from this.
Carl.
Mr. Ten Hag, at full time, Scott McTominay said that you've been doing light sessions, which has been keeping the players fresh. Is this something new to help you with all the games you have to play in December?
No, it's not new. When we have such a condensed program, we always train very light. Start the game, you want that the players are fresh. And because I think we have a very good physical foundation, and this team is capable of playing very dynamic. But yeah, they have to start fresh. So we do everything to get them fresh by very good recovery. They have to take responsibility in matters of sleep and food, and then they are ready to play every third game and to perform on their best if their attitude is right. And we know that is our job, for me as a manager, with my coaches and the players, to get that right. And then I know this team is very capable to play very good football.
Two goals from Scott McTominay today, five in the Premier League. He's playing a lot more advanced than he has in previous seasons. Is this something you're trying to bring up more of him, to play less deep and to score more goals?
Absolutely. He has the skills when he is arriving there, and he has the skills to arrive there in the right moment. He has the smell, and then he has a very good finish. But talking about dynamics, sometimes he's deep and sometimes he is lower, but in our tactics, in our planning, in our game plan, is often that we want him to be high. So the team has to make it happen that he can come high, that he can come into positions where he's around a striker, and then he can make it runs. And as I said, he has a very good smell when to arrive, and then he has also a very good finish, and then the team has to make sure that we bring the ball with him.
Is that hard to make sure the team is making sure he's there and not make sure the extra space in midfield is exploited?
No, that is the plan, and it's not hard. That is, it's a matter of organization, so we have to get the players in the right positions, and that is our job, to get him. But that means that other players have to play deeper, but also bring them in their best skills. And it's all about that, to get the individuals in the right positions on the pitch, and that you make use from their skills and their attributes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Last question, Richard.
Hi, Eric. That's your first win over a team in the top half of the Premier League. How much did you feel the team needed a win like that against the top level opponent? How much belief can that give you for the rest of the season?
That every win gives you belief, but we have a strong belief. We have a strong belief we can be successful. But if you beat teams, then the belief will go stronger. And that is going to happen, but you have to deserve it by yourself. I'm pleased today with the performance, and it will strengthen the team that we can build on from this, and it will strengthen the team and that we can be very successful.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.